Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Individuals with pre-existing chronic health conditions are probably the highest risk group during this pandemic. Couple that with the need for telehealth and other technology solutions, and you can see why our next guest's company has been very busy. John Michael Carter is CEO and co-founder of ChartSpan, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John Michael, welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So ChartSpan is a chronic care management service provider, and that's fancy nomenclature for supporting Medicare patients who have chronic conditions in between their doctor's office visits. And that's become important because if you think about the very nature of the way healthcare works today, when do you go to the doctor? When you're sick. It's very much a reactionary action. And so a while ago, the insurance companies and the government in the form of Medicare and physicians, providers said, listen, what if we spent time in a more preventative mode? What if we looked at patients who are not yet high acuity, who have chronic conditions, maybe it's high blood pressure, congestive heart failure. They're not in the hospital yet. They're not in urgent care. They're not having expensive procedures. And what if we every month reached out to them to make sure that they were taking their medications, they were going to their appointments, we were solving transportation problems for them? Because we know those are the things that exacerbate your condition. And if we did that, could we move the needle on the cost that are suffocating this country and that, frankly, taxpayers are footing the bill for with Medicare and Medicaid? So Medicare, who is the largest payer in the country, stood up chronic care management services. And they said to doctors, we'll reimburse you every month that you engage a patient who has two chronic conditions but is not yet high acuity. Well, docs are pretty overwhelmed. So they don't have the time or the infrastructure or the staff or the money to be able to launch those type of programs. So we partner with those doctors and we run their coordination program. So we look at all their patients, we identify the ones with two chronic conditions, and then every month we either telephonically or electronically engage with those patients to make sure they're doing all the things that their doctor expects them to do in managing those chronic conditions. We're the largest service provider in the country for Medicare's care coordination program, something we're very proud of.
Okay, and so go back to the genesis then of this company. Were you already in the healthcare technology? Did a doctor come to you and say, hey, can you help me? Can you create something to take this burden off of me?
No. In fact, it was really an idea. It was a concept. My brother and I started the company. My brother was a physician assistant for 20 years in a lot of rural emergency rooms around the country. And I was a successful technology entrepreneur who had been with several companies and sold those companies or transitioned out of those companies. And so my brother and I had wanted to do something for years together. And we really leveraged his medical expertise and my technology expertise to build this idea around, let's engage and make the patient the center, not the provider, but the patient, the center of the solution. And so while we were building a patient engagement platform, Medicare at the same time was launching this program. And we built our patient engagement tools with specificity around what Medicare was encouraging providers to do and really became one of the very first chronic care management vendors in the country in 2015.
And so tell us now what is happening in your space during the pandemic.
We've seen a 30% increase in patient enrollments. Why? Because patients don't want to go to the doctor's office. They want remote care. We very much are in an environment right now where virtual care is being prioritized, not just by patients, but by providers and by the insurance companies as well. Almost all of the telemedicine extensions that were provided during the pandemic are going to be made permanent. Virtual care is here for real.
Well, John Michael, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure, anytime.
John Michael Carter is CEO and co-founder of ChartSpan, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.